All right, so you leave Channel 5.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? What do you do?
Well, I was trying to determine what I wanted to do, and I couldn't figure out what I wanted to do. So a couple of my friends said they had heard about a job being a public information officer for the Department of Corrections. And I thought, what do they do? And don't they just hire law enforcement people, you know? And they said, no, they hire people that have been in radio and television, people that know how to operate in the media. And I thought, I don't want to work for the Department of Corrections. And so I thought about it. I mentioned it to a friend of mine that was a state legislator at that time. And he said, that's probably the biggest redneck agency in the state. And he said, no, apply somewhere else. Look somewhere else. They wouldn't hire a black to be the face, because that's what you would do. You would talk to the media about whatever happens there. And it just kind of stuck in my mind that, I'll just go and see. I hadn't applied for a job in 12 years, you know. So I went out there and filled out the form and everything, and then got a call back from their person that handles personnel, said that I had been selected to be interviewed, but please be aware that you go through the interview process with administrators, and it could be 3 to 5 people. The director would determine what 3 he would interview, and they hadn't seen my face. So when they set up the interview and I showed up, they had 1 black on the panel and 4 whites, and they all said, we've seen you on television. And I said, okay, you're going to leave the television station? And I said, yeah, I want to do something else. They said, okay. And I thought they were going to ask me questions about corrections, which I didn't know. And I said, I don't know anything about corrections, but I was interested in the position because the person that you have to deal with, the media. And they said, okay. So they interviewed me, asked me mostly questions about television. And I thought, okay, this was easy. And I left and really didn't expect the call. And then I got a call about a week later and said I had been selected as one of the ones that interview with the director. The director at that time was Larry Meacham. And Larry Meacham was well known. And Larry Meacham was not from Oklahoma. And I didn't realize, I thought he had a good relationship with every, you know, when I got the job. And I found out quickly that he did not, because he was from the East Coast. And our legislators apparently didn't like his style. But Larry was very a straight shooter. Larry was very religious. When we did the interview, I didn't like the interview, and I had decided I don't need this job. The interview, he scheduled me for an interview, and the interview went from 1 hour to 3 hours. And I decided he must be trying to pick everything out of my brain. And I said, are we finished? And he said, yes. And he said, he asked me one question that really stuck in my mind. Are you afraid of legislators? Am I afraid of legislators? I said, no. And he said, well, I think everybody in this state is afraid of legislators. I'm not afraid of them either. And then he said, well, interview is over. They'll let you know. I said, okay. So my thought is, I don't want to work for this guy, because I don't know what he was trying to pick out of my brain, you know. It was just my opinion about things, mostly. Do you believe in the death penalty? No, I don't. Don't believe that man has the right. I don't care what the person does wrong. And he said, even if it's your family? And I said, even if it's my family, that's not man's right. You know we have the death penalty here in the state. I said, yes, sir. If you were to get this job, that's part of your job, is to be there. I said, not there where the execution. He said, yes, to be at the prison. He said, because you would have to talk to the reporters. I said, I can talk to the reporters, but I wouldn't want to be in that room. And he said, well, no, you wouldn't be right in the room, but you would be at the facility. I said, Okay. So we ended the interview, and I went home, and I told my husband, no, I don't want that job. I need to look for something else. And it was another week, and I get a phone call, and it was from his secretary, and she said, I had been selected, and she was just all excited. She said, Ms. Jackson, you've been selected to be the public information officer for the Department of Correction. The Mr. Meacham was wondering if he could get you to come in tomorrow morning and talk to him and set up your schedule. And I said, please tell Mr. Meacham that I've decided that I continue to look for a job because I don't think that job is quite for me. And she said, oh, you're not going to even attempt to come. I said, no. But thank you. I appreciate that. And I hung up the phone and I thought, whew. And then about an hour later, I get a phone call from Mr. Meacham. And he said, Ms. Jackson, why is it you decided you don't want to? I said, I just don't feel like I'd be a good fit for your agency. I said, when things don't please me, I'm very outspoken and I don't know if I would fit. And he said, do me one favor. Would you do me one favor? I said, what's that? He said, would you come in tomorrow? And I won't keep you like I did before. He said, so we could talk. I said, okay. So I told my husband, I had told him I had turned it down. And he said, okay, well, that's the end of that. What are you going to? And I said, no, I told him I would come in and talk to him because he asked me would I do that. And so I went. That's when he said, did I do something to offend you? And I said, no, I just didn't quite feel comfortable with you constantly trying to get my opinion on something when I know that you already have policies that have to be followed. And from the conversation that we had about the death penalty, I do not believe in the death penalty. He said, well, like I said, you would not be in the room, but it's part of the job for you to talk to the media. I said, well, I can do that. He said, what other things made you uncomfortable? I said, just the intense interrogation. And he said, well, no, I was just trying to find out why you would even apply for this job. And I said, well, I don't know. So I took the job. I'm glad I did. Larry Meacham was a hardcore director, very straight shooter, but he was the one that created so many innovative things in corrections that some of those things are still in place. He started a national training for all of our employees and bought in the National Institute of Corrections and did that. And that reminded me of John just kind of nudging me to go to school, but never really pushing, you know. And so I stayed at Corrections till 97, and then I went to Illinois and worked for the Department of Corrections as the communications director.